Blackstone presents The Last Caster Glass by Kate Hewitt. This book is read by Elizabeth Nolden. Dedication. Dedicated to Sophie and Rachel, my good friends from St. Bees. Chapter 1. Don't you want to at least say hello? No. Seph kept her eyes on the gleaming steel spindle of her lathe as her older sister, Althea, stood in the doorway of the workshop, her hands on her hips, her manner decidedly put out. Seph, come on! This is our first ever intern and he's going to arrive any minute. We want to make a good impression. Show him we're a united front, a welcoming community. A community? Save it, Althea, for the publicity, Seph replied curtly. I'm working. And it's really difficult to stop a piece in the middle of the process. Anyway, he'll have loads of people to meet right now. I'll say hello later. Maybe. Althea was silent for a taut moment, in which Seph knew she was considering whether to deliver one of her bracing lectures about pulling together for the sake of Caster Glass, how everyone needed to do their bit, yada yada. Seph had already heard versions of this familial TED talk at least a dozen times since her older sister had marched back home to take over the family's dilapidated castle nearly a year ago, and tried to turn it into a cross between Legoland and Chatsworth. Somewhat amazingly, she had managed to pull it off, more or less, with everybody else's help. But there were limits to Seph's patience, as well as her willingness to pull together with the family, who had forgotten she existed for over a decade. And meeting some toffee-nosed fop, fresh from Oxford, was way down on her list of priorities. I'm busy, she stated firmly, just in case her bossy older sister thought she could change her mind with a few well-worn phrases. After another tense moment, Althea gave a huff that was a cross between exasperation and defeat, and then turned and left her workshop without another word. Seph breathed a sigh of relief, enjoying the spicy smell of cedar that struck her nostrils as she positioned the wood on the main spindle and then adjusted her safety glasses. She was working on a series of outdoor pieces for the Caster Glass brand, and hard-wearing cedar was perfect for the flower boxes she was constructing. She ran her hand along the grain of the wood, enjoying the slight roughness of it against her calloused palm, knowing she would get it to a satiny finish before she was done, as long as people didn't keep interrupting her. She was about to start up the lathe again when a burst of laughter made her still. She felt the familiar swirl of resentment and longing as she heard the ensuing chat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?